song for your kids. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio. The truth belongs in talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. On this infamous day, that's right, December 7th, 1941. No, it's 2005. At any rate, this hour, I want to get into the role of the global elite that is, and we're still suffering under these problems, ladies and gentlemen. We just have subsections of the global elite in Washington, D.C. right now, all tied inextricably to the bankers. Okay, that's what we want to give Iraq. That's right, the funny money system. And I'll get into that in a second. Somebody had sent me an email, and thank you for this, Wayne. is a question, is the real invasion here? My spouse in from work today in Austin, Texas, and informed me that he observed approximately 100 military foreign soldiers dining in the FERS cafeteria in South Austin. During lunch, he said it appeared as if the soldiers were from Africa, a Slavic nation, and possibly Afghanistan. He also commented that he saw people that were similar to Jews, but they weren't wearing the Israeli or the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force uniform. He said when he saw this, he did not feel comfortable. During the Katrina hurricane fiasco, San Antonio was crawling with uniformed Mexican National Army military troops. This person says, I myself am not comfortable with this sighting and of my husband of these troops in Austin, Texas. Does anyone have any information as to why these foreign soldiers are in Austin, Texas? Well, first of all, I know exactly the FERS restaurant that you're talking about, and that was literally within a stone's throw of CSIN several years ago when we had a storefront down in South Austin. And I was witness to those very same people, not the same 100 that obviously this person saw just the other day. But, this is the global army, folks. And, you know, don't get alarmed here. I don't think that we're being invaded by Slovakians right now or Afghanis or anything else. But this is part of the coalition of troops that are rotating in, okay, and training on our bases and cross-training and so on and so forth. So it's bothersome that we have these foreign military people in military uniforms in our country right now, but it is not the prelude yet to the invasion of America. So just calm down about that one. But, I've been in that FERS restaurant. As a matter of fact, one day I went over there for lunch, And there was a lot of foreign military troops there. So you know what I did? I got out the pocket constitutions and passed these out to each one of the individuals and said, you know what? When you go back to your respective country, take a look at your form of government and ours, and you decide which is best. I did that on a chair. I mean, after I handed them out, I just made a little announcement that says, you know, if you're here to seek damage to the United States, you better hit the road running. By the way, well, I'll cover this after this break. I don't want to talk real fast and cram that all in. I hate when that happens, don't you? We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
You know, during this Katrina thing, we had reports that down in San Antonio, there were just, it looked like an invading army down there. There were Mexican uniformed troops running all over San Antonio, Texas. And that unto itself, under the ruse, or the guise, rather, I should say, of, well, they were here for the relief efforts of Katrina, you know, victims. And I'm like, yeah, right. You know, if you really want to help us out, take your 30 million plus illegals and take them home with you. And this is a scary, the Slovakians or, you know, any other uniformed military personnel that may be over here in this country through NATO or the auspices of whatever, doing cross-training. I mean, we've got the Luftwaffe that's been in the Southwest, the desert Southwest here for years, but we don't see a bunch of German troops running around in uniform, do we? But I'll tell you what did really bother me, when I know that they have 30 million plus of their own countrymen in this country, and then we start seeing uniformed troops in this country, who knows? I mean, would this be the push for the La Reconquista to take over the desert Southwest or to start a war in this country? That bothered me extensively. And I had one of my people here call the talking heads, the TV stations in Austin. I had them call the governor's office in my behalf and identifying who I was. That if I see any Mexican uniformed troops, I'll drop them right where they stand. I didn't get a call back. I didn't get a call from the FBI. I got no visitations, no follow-up, no nothing. It's like the words were spoken and they fell on deaf ears, or they just didn't want to make an issue out of it. Now, some might call that stupid. Some people may call it gutsy. I don't care what you call it. But when I see a possible invasion army already sitting in this country, all breaking the law to begin with, they're all felons to begin with, and then I see the uniformed military of that country running around in this country, that's cause for alarm for me. And I don't give a hoot. I really don't care. And I was serious if I saw a Mexican in a Mexican uniform standing on Texas soil, I'd kill him where he stood. And I am not joking about that. And I wasn't joking about it then, and I'm not joking about it now. When you've got 30, maybe possibly 40 million of your countrymen doing an illegal invasion into this country, and then you show up wearing the military uniform, buddy, all bets are off. Period. I'm not joking about this. Somebody suggested to me that, well, that was kind of a harsh statement you made, wasn't it? Well, I don't care what you consider harsh or not. You know, what price your freedom and liberty? Where is your line at? How much more are you willing to take? I, for one, have had it up to my brown eyes. And they're not brown because I'm full of a certain substance either. Yeah, everybody else can sit around and play patty cake with that issue, but I'm dead serious about that. And I got in no trouble because of it. I'll remind you, I'll underscore that. You would think that was a terrorist threat. That wasn't a terrorist threat. That was a statement from an American that you keep your butts off of American soil. You keep your military in your respective country. Come over here. I would consider that an act of war. Okay? You know, during World War II, would we have allowed 30 or 40 million Germans in this country and then allowed Germans to show up in uniform in this country? Absolutely not. They would have been dead before they hit the ground. Oh, but we're not at war with Mexico. They are at war with us. And that stands the first time, and if it's within my means and power, at the very nanosecond, that I see Mexican troops on Texas soil, I'll kill them where they stand. And I am not joking. Stick that in your pipe, Mr. Vicente Fox. Because I'm tired of you jamming it down mine. You have the traitor sitting in Washington, D.C. that is playing patty cake with this issue now. That, well, we're going to do guest worker programs. No, this is not amnesty. And after 3-4 years, these people are just going to voluntarily pick up and go back home. You need another president down in Mexico? I got one for you. His name's George Bush, and he'll fit right in with your draconian style of oppression that you've got in Mexico. He's well-practiced, folks. He was able to launch a war on a nation for no good reason at all. He'd be right up your alley. He'd be a leader for you people down there. Has John gone off the deep edge? No. I was born a free man in a free country. And by God, I will go the same way. And if my life ends tomorrow, so be it. If I live to be 95 plus 5, well, so be it. But when I see foreign troops running around on this soil, and they got up to 40 million of their countrymen in this country, I consider that to be a grave national threat. Counted everybody's blood pressure is up out there, including mine. Central bankers seek totalitarian power. It's December 7th, folks, anniversary of Pearl Harbor. Forget Pearl Harbor. Look at the people that engineered and brought World War I to you. And then World War I Part 2. Oh, and we're not going to have another world war, ladies and gentlemen, because too many people have too many nuclear weapons laying around, and quite frankly, if things get desperate enough, they might start launching them. Well, that's kind of hard on the furniture, hard on the population, and it's bad for business, so we don't want to go there. But we'll have limited wars until the end of time with the global elite. We will have, oh, that's right, a war on terror. Henry Mackow which was on this program a couple of months ago. He writes that the war on terror is a ruse used by central bankers to control every aspect of your life. Rereading the Red Symphony recently, I was shocked to discover an insider statement that having unlimited wealth, the bankers want unlimited power. The Red Symphony is a 1938 Stalinist secret police, the NKVD, interrogation of Christian Rakowski, a Soviet ambassador who was close associate of Leon Trotsky. That was actually Rothschild's agent. By the way, we're posting this, the Red Symphony, and you need to read this, ladies and gentlemen, because these Trotskyites are the very same creatures that are crawling all over Washington, D.C. right now. Macau said, I introduced this explosive 50-page document to my readers 2 years ago. It strips the veil from modern history and explains the real meaning of revolution, communism, Freemasonry, and war. It was not intended to become public knowledge. The translator, Dr. J. Landowski, made an unauthorized copy. And we will have that posted on our website, folks, rbnlive.com. I suggest you read that 50-page document, hold it up, and then look at America today. The human experiment is endangered by private interests who have usurped the function of money creation. Modern history is the gradual process by which they will transfer all wealth and power to themselves, destroying Western civilization and creating a world police state. Rakowski, whose real name was Chaim Rakover, was sentenced to death in Stalin's purge of the Trotskyite faction of the party. In his autobiography, My Life, Leon Trotsky wrote this, Christian G. Rakowski played an active part in the inner workings of four socialist parties, the Bulgarian, Russian, French, and Romanian, to become eventually one of the leaders of the Soviet Federation, a founder of the Communist Internationale, president of the Ukraine Soviet of People's Commissaries, and the diplomatic Soviet representation in England and France. Rakowski tried to convince his interrogator that Stalin should cooperate with the bankers who are just like you and me. The fact that they control unlimited money insofar as themselves create it does not determine the limits of their ambitions. The bankers have the impulse towards power, towards full power, just as you and me. They created the communist state as a machine of total power unprecedented in history. In the past, due to many factors, there was always room for individual freedom. Do you understand that those who already partially rule over nations and worldly governments have pretensions to absolute domination? Understand that this is the only thing which they have not yet reached. Imagine to yourself, if you can, a small number of people having unlimited power through the possession of real wealth, and you will see that they are the absolute dictators of the stock exchange and the economy. If you have enough imagination, then you will see their anarcho, moral, and social influence, that is, a revolutionary one. Do you now understand? The revolutionary movement, which defines modern history, was a means to increase banker power by destroying the old order. In the French Revolution, power subtly passed to the bankers who weren't constrained by Christian niceties, Rakowski says. So it came about that the supreme royal power was taken over by persons whose moral, intellectual, and cosmopolitan qualities did not allow them to use it. It is clear that these were people who had never been Christians, but cosmopolitans. We'll continue this on the other side of the break, folks. Communism, it's the ruse of... That's right, the great intellectual ones. We'll reveal more of this after the break. Folks, if you care about our nation's history, you care about its future, better do some comparative noting right now. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back with Henry Mackow's piece here. He says, the revolutionary movement which defines modern history was a means to increase banker power by destroying the old order. Communism, far from distributing wealth, is designed to concentrate it in the hands of the world's wealthiest people. The state controls all wealth as they control the state. And Marxism, before being a philosophical, economic, and political system, is a conspiracy for the revolution. Rakowski scoffs at the elementary Marxism, the demagogic, popular one that is used to dupe the intellectuals and the masses. Whatever its centristic merits, socialism seems designed to bribe and make people dependent on big government, which the bankers control. As for Freemasonry, every Masonic organization tries to create all the required prerequisites for the triumph of the communist revolution. This is the obvious aim of Freemasonry, says Rakowski, a high-ranking Mason himself. The aim of the revolution is no less than to redefine reality in terms of the interests of the bankers. This involves the promotion of subjective truth over objective truth. If Lenin feels something to be real, then it's real. For him, every reality, every truth was relative in the face of the sole and absolute one, the revolution itself. In other words, white is black and up is down, down is up. This is the way it was in the Soviet Union and is now happening to us. Truth and justice are being replaced by political dictate. Political correctness, a Bolshevik term, is now in common usage in America. Physicists like Stephen Jones, who questioned September 11th, are silenced. Historians like David Irving are jailed. Rakowski marvels that the benches of which sat the greasy usurers to trade in their monies have now been converted into temples, which stand magnificently at every corner of contemporary big towns with their heathen colonnades, and crowds go there to bring assiduously their deposits of all their possessions to the god of money. He says the Soviet five-pointed star represents the five Rothschild brothers with their banks, who possess colossal accumulations of wealth, the greatest ever known. Isn't it strange that Marx never mentions this fact? Rakovsky asked. Isn't it strange that during revolutions the mob never attacks the bankers, their mansions, or their banks? War is a means by which the central bankers advance their goal of totalitarian world government. Rakovsky says Trotsky was behind the murder of Archduke Ferdinand, which sparked World War I. He recalls that the phrase used by the mother of the five Rothschild brothers, and I'm quoting, "If my sons want it, then there will be no war." End quote. This means that they are the arbiters, the masters of peace and war, but not the emperors. Are you capable of visualizing the fact of such cosmic importance? It's not war already a revolutionary function? War the commune. Silence that time every war was a giant step towards communism. After the murder of Illuminati member Weimar Foreign Minister Walter Rathenau in 1922, the Illuminati give political and financial positions only to intermediaries, Rakowski says. Obviously, to persons who are trustworthy and loyal, which can be guaranteed a thousand ways, thus one can assert to those bankers and politicians, in the public eye, that is, are only men of straw. Even though they occupy very high places, they are made to appear to be the authors of the plans which are carried out. So says Rakowski. In 1938, he outlined three reasons for the upcoming Second World War. The first is that Hitler began to print his own money. He said this. He said, "This is very serious, much more than all the external and cruel factors in National Socialism." Secondly, he said, "The fully developed nationalism of Western Europe is an obstacle to Marxism. The need for the destruction of nationalism is alone worth a war in Europe." Finally, communism cannot triumph unless it suppresses the still-living Christianity. He refers to the permanent revolution as dating from the birth of Christ and the reformation of its first partial victory because split Christianity. This suggested that the conspiracy also contains a racial or religious factor. In reality, Christianity is our only real enemy, since all political and economic phenomenon to the bourgeois states. Christianity controlled the individual. Controlling the individual is capable of annulling the revolutionary projection of the neutral Soviet or atheistic state. Now the central bankers are promoting World War III as, in the clash of civilizations, substitute Islam for Christianity. That's all you got to do. Just switch the game. Switch the faces. Switch the name. That's all you got to do, folks. Then the conclusion, our beliefs must adjust to the truth and not vice versa. Apparently, the truth is that a relatively small clique of Jewish banking families and their non-Jewish allies in the leading families of Europe and America have usurped control of the money creation and with it the destiny of the world. This overclass owns or controls most of the world's largest corporations, media organizations, intelligence agencies, secret societies, universities, politicians, foundations, think tanks, and NGOs. It also appears to dominate organized crime. I'll conclude this right after this break, folks. And I'll remind you that the Red Symphony, of which Henry Mackow talked about, we're posting this story that I'm doing right now, plus the Red Symphony, both parts of it, 50-page document. Read it for yourself.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using life-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. Empire Solution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, let's bring it up to September 11th of 2001. The war on terror in Iraq are part of an inexorable process by which this overclass increases its wealth and control. The end goal is a world police state in which the masses will be deprived of their wealth, their freedom, and possibly even their lives. Neocons are really neo-communist. They jeopardize the security of their fellow Jews, as well as all Americans, by their evil mechanizations. Jews should follow my example and repudiate them. By the way, just a little side note here, Henry Mackow is Jewish, okay? And I can just hear it right now. Well, he's a self-hating Jew. No, he's a man that tells the truth. The overclass wants us to see it as a Jewish problem. This way it can deflect blame into innocent Jews and then dismiss opposition as hatred and prejudice. Let me digress here for a second. What did they just try to do here with controlling the airwaves through these hate crime laws here in America? They tried it, folks. It got defeated, but don't think for a second that they're not going to come back again. The United States must fall. It's well on its way. The skids have been greased. The problem, he says, is mainly one of money, the creation or the credit, that has led to an untenable concentration of wealth and power in a few hands. Almost everyone who is successful in society, Jewish or not, is forced to wittingly or unwittingly to align themselves with this overclass, as he calls it. Our religious, cultural, and political institutions have been subverted. This explains the false quality of social life in the West. As we celebrate Christmas, let's remember Christ's message. God is love. God is more powerful than satanic forces that hold mankind in its thrall. But his will cannot be done unless men do it. Whatever the cost, doing nothing will cost more. The affluence we now enjoy is part of an age-old plot to ensnare and enslave humanity. And as I said, I'm going to include that Henry Mackow article along with the Red Symphony, Part 1 and 2. It's 50 pages. Folks, you'll spend a little time reading that. But this whole thing about communism, that is a front. It is about backing organizations or socialism or communism or any kind of ist or ism out there to create contention in order for them to get their plan through. What is their plan? World government, folks. Totalitarian world police state. And you're seeing the very throes of this through the supposed war on terror. Do you think for one second that George Bush did not understand what he was saying when he was waging the 100-year war on terrorism? Why did you see every other government around the world pop up and say, yes, we're not with you on Iraq or Afghanistan, but we're with you on the war on terror. This is a mechanism to suppress and control every country and every population on this planet. There is your world government. There are the people that are sucking up to these globalists, the real power elite, the banksters, which started World War I, folks, which started World War II. Let me tell you something. What they wanted to do, and I'll take a couple phone calls here, and then I'm going to get into the Rothschilds and how they conducted this Red Symphony, this revolution in Russia that created all the wealth that was generated for the banksters. Remember our war with the Russians, the Cold War, the billions and billions and billions of dollars were spent on military equipment that just sat there? For what purpose? Invasion from Russia? They don't have to invade us, folks, because the same taskmasters that run Russia run us. There's no reason to launch a conventional war, even a nuclear war, because they already control both sides of the argument, both sides of the contention. And call it what you will. I don't care what you call it. It is another plan of the globalist to keep us here fighting against each other as to how to define the problem. I just told you what the problem was. So I hear talk show hosts today endlessly talking about December 7th. Oh, the day that lives in infamy. Oh, the day that the Japan attacked the United States. Yeah, that was a ruse. Granted, that was a ruse also. But they never go to the core of the problem with this thing. They never connect the dots. They never make the case so people can understand who and what we're dealing with. They never do it. Because either they're stupid or they're cowards. I think it's the latter and not the former. I think they're cowardly. Barbara in Austin, thanks for holding, Barbara.
Hi, John. You're absolutely right about what's behind all the wars that we've ever been involved in. And
the war we're involved in with right now.
Yeah, and we have worthless paper money. The government just churns it out on the printing presses. And we've got fake unemployment rates. They don't count the unemployed who no longer receive benefits.
No, they're off the rolls. They become non-existent.
We don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
What I want to ask you about was off of this topic, and about the passenger who got shot on American Airlines today.
Yeah, evidently it was a bipolar individual. It was on an American Airlines flight that was landing in Miami.
Right.
And this was not a terrorist. It was just somebody that didn't take his medication.
Exactly. And his wife was right behind him and trying to tell them. And it doesn't say at what point he indicated that he had a bomb and who he indicated that to. because he certainly was on a very long flight from Columbia to Miami.
Well, see, they're all geared. The thugs are geared for one thing, to put down the threat. You know,
yeah.
Forget the fact that he may not have a bomb. Forget the fact that this guy's in la-la land and one brain is not talking to the other side of his brain.
Right.
And he's jabbering endlessly about whatever. Forget
exactly.
That. Just kill
don't
him.
Use any subjective common sense.
Well, no, that's not what they're designed to do. The dogs with the guns are taught to kill, and that's the only thing that they're known.
Who were they protecting? They didn't protect anyone.
No,
I mean,
didn't.
If that guy actually had a bomb,
yeah.
They didn't protect anyone.
No, they didn't, because if you shoot the guy that has the bomb, that'd be the first guy to tell you if there was really a bomb and how to defuse it or what it was comprised of.
Or exactly, if it was biological,
just,
or if you've been carrying something.
You just shot your best intelligence right there.
John Wayne is on the job.
Yeah. Let's not pick on John Wayne. He was a good
American. They'd like to think they're John Wayne. Let's
I understand.
Put it that way.
I understand.
Yeah, so it's. I just want to scream.
Me too, but I can't take the time to. I don't have the luxury of screaming because you would hear me without radio from Round Rock to Austin right now.
Well, it just occurred to me. Why don't we have a big scream in on the steps of the Capitol? We could vent a lot of frustration.
At the end of that, I mean, it's 29 degrees down here in Central Texas. The only thing you would end up with is laryngitis, a lost voice, and probably a chest cold.
Oh, I know. I'm right here, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks. Keep it up.
All right.
Got a contribution coming to your way.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And I'm tired of hearing all the stories on the ruse of Pearl Harbor.
Well, and you know. And,
I mean, we all know that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just endlessly just recycling. I mean, how many times do we have to go back and talk about, you know, Japan? You know, it was a ruse. Yeah, they knew a couple of months beforehand that the Japanese were planning an attack. There was a reason for that, because we cut off the oil, cut off vital supplies to them, and they thought, well, we're done anyhow if we don't strike back. So let's just go to war, you know? So at any rate, thanks for your call, Barbara.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Mike in San Francisco. Hello, Mike.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I've been hearing you talk about the economic problems of the network, and sorry that you guys are having such a hard time. I was actually a longtime contributor, sending in $100 a pop.
Mm.
And it seems to me that your economic downturn is too coincidental with the canning of Peter Schenck.
No, it has nothing to do with it. Nothing whatsoever to do with it.
Well, I noticed that not too long after you guys got rid of him, your little meter bar on your homepage is just hanging like right about $5,000.
It had nothing to do with Peter Schenck, caller. Had nothing whatsoever to do with him.
Now, it just sounds like a coincidence theory to me that, you know, you should look into the fact that, you know, you basically discredited yourself and the motto of you can handle the truth, because even though you didn't like what Peter was saying, he was getting at the truth.
Well, okay, look. Is the moon made of cheese? No. We know that it isn't. So the moon is made of cheese is a lie, right?
Sure.
Okay, so why keep talking about it? Why bring up the very people that are so stupid, so dumbfounded in their own little mindset, in their own little trenches, to be nothing more than a distraction?
Oh, you're talking about his last guest, Bill White?
Well, and it doesn't matter if it was Bill White or whoever it was.
Yeah, I mean, well, personally, I think that he is a plant.
Well, it very well could be.
There's a lot of evidence that he is a Jew himself.
Well, it very well could be. But the point of it is that these endless streams of distraction did nothing, did absolutely nothing. And you're talking about a guy that I personally liked. This was not an easy decision for me.
Is that past tense? You don't like him now?
No. I still like him. Why am I going to dislike the guy because he kept harping on subjects that I considered not germane to it? I'd had several conversations with him, and he agreed with me. But then turned around and did it right again. I mean, if you were in my position, what would you have done?
I would have left him on because I looked at your donations page.
No, it had nothing to do, again, caller, it had nothing to do with the donations.
Mm.
I explained the economic downturn. Let me tell you what, this is not the only network having financial problems right now. I don't know if you know that or not. And they never had Peter Schenck on their network.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's got nothing to do with it.
Well, it just seems a little coincidental
to me. Yeah. Okay, what's the moon made out of? All right. Thanks for your call, Mike. I appreciate it. Raj in Georgia. Oh, no, we don't have him? Okay, good. I can go back into this. And by the way, skip that last break, if you would, Mr. Producer. Again, from Henry Mackow, and this was actually done 2 years ago on the Rothschilds and how they conducted the Red Symphony. He said, incredibly and bizarre as it sounds, humanity is indeed the victim of a diabolical conspiracy. Oh, yes, another conspiracy theory. Not. War, depression, and genocide in the past century were not accidental or inevitable, but the result of malevolent design. And we're still under this, folks, the very same people with the very same goals. Just think NWO. Shocking evidence in the 1938 Stalinist police, the NKVD, as I mentioned earlier, interrogation of the founder of the Communist International, Christian G. Rakowski, 65, was facing execution for plotting to overthrow Stalin. The 50-page transcript of his interrogation, dubbed the Red Symphony, was not meant to become public. It confirms that the Rothschild Illuminati planned to use communism to establish a world dictatorship of the super rich. This is perhaps the most explosive political document in modern history. It reveals why the Illuminati created Hitler and then sought to destroy him, and why Stalin made a pact with Hitler in 1939. Rakowski was a veteran communist insider. He was born Cham Rakover. In 1873, he studied medicine in France before becoming a revolutionary. He was the leader of a terror group that attacked government officials. In 1919, Lenin put him in charge of the Soviet Ukraine government. He successfully kept the area for the Bolsheviks during the Civil War. Stalin appointed him Russian ambassador to Paris in 1925. Rakowski belonged to the powerful Trotskyite faction that took their orders from the Rothschilds. Many of this group was shot in Stalin's 1937 Communist Party purge. The circumstances of the midnight interrogation of January 26, 1938 were very dramatic. What could Rakowski possibly say to save his life? Rakowski appears to use the tactic of deceiving with the truth. He wins trust by revealing the truth, but leaves out some of it. He tries to impress his interrogator that he and Trotsky represent an invincible power he calls the Capitalist Communist Financial Internationale. He confirms that the revolutionary movement was designed to enlist support by pretending to serve mankind's moral and collective ideals. The real aim, however, is to give total world power to the bankers by dividing society and undermining established authority. Revolution really means overturning Western civilization. Rakowski, and he said this, and again I'll repeat it, Christianity is only our only real enemy, since all political and economic phenomena of the bourgeois state are only its consequences. Peace is counter-revolutionary, since it is war that paves the way for revolution itself. Rakowski refers to the Illuminati as they or them. He is a member, although not part of the inner circle. He explains that the Illuminati is a Masonic secret society dedicated to communism. Significantly, its founder, Adam Weishaupt, took his name from the second anti-Christian conspiracy of the era, Gnosticism. By the way, we will have in studio next week, Tex Mars. His new endeavor, Codex Magica. And the reason why I want to have him in studio, folks, is there is a ton of stuff in this book, and I want to go over it with him in detail, because we're being controlled. Anybody that says, it's a communist plot for world domination, look who the people are behind them. This is just a ruse, folks. This is just a ruse. They'll use anybody and anything, any country, any culture, any ethnicity, yeah, I'll get the word out. I've had caffeinated coffee today, which was really a bad mistake. Ethnicity. They'll use anybody, anything, any color, anywhere, anytime to accomplish their goals. Do you think not? Well, then take a look at the Middle East right now. Turning Jews against Islam. Turning Islam against Christians. And how is this possible if we all come from the same God? They have varying degrees of their faith and their belief systems. But why is it important for one faction or one belief system to war against each other? Is this supposed to be in the name of God? I think not. Remember, the other side can read too, them or they. The interrogator was one of Stalin's cleverest agents, Gavrilo Kuzmin, known as Gabriel. Apart from him and the hidden sound technician, a Dr. Jose Landowski was the only other person present. Conscripted by the NKVD to help loosen the tongues of detainees, wonderful torture thing, Dr. Landowski was sickened by the many tortures he witnessed. The interrogation of Rakowski, however, was cordial. Dr. Landowski doubts if the mild euphoric he put in Rakowski's drink had much effect. The interrogation, conducted in French, lasted from midnight until 7 a.m. after Kuzmin ordered Landowski to translate the interview into Russian and make two copies. The content was so mind-boggling that Landowski was made an additional carbon copy for himself. He said, "I am not sorry that I had the courage for this." He wrote in, "The Bolsheviks had shot Landowski's father, a Tsarist colonel, during the 1917 revolution. A Spanish fascist volunteer later found the manuscript of Landowski's dead body in a hut on the Petrograd during World War II. He took it back to Spain, where it was published as, and forgive me, my Spanish is off a little bit here. I don't speak it, all right? Sinfonia en Rojo Mayo. In 1949, a person with the nickname Yamaguchi has posted the first half of the Red Symphony on the Internet. He said, "I've made the second part available." And again, rbnlive.com, read it. The whole transcript was published in English in 1968, the Red Symphony, X-Ray of Revolution. You can find it in Des Griffin's Fourth Reich of the Rich. He wrote that book in 1988. He said, "I recommended this book." Rakowski gives his interrogator an astonishing inside view of modern history in order to prove that his sponsors control the world. Money is the basis of power, Rakowski says, and the Rothschilds manufacture it thanks to the banking system. The revolutionary movement was an attempt by Mayor Rothschild and his allies to protect and extend this monopoly by establishing a new world order. According to Rakowski, the Rothschilds were not the treasurers, but the chiefs of that first secret communism. Marx and his highest chiefs of the First Internationale were controlled by Baron Lionel Rothschild, whose revolutionary portrait was done by Disraeli, the English premier, who was also his creature and has been left to us. Lionel's son Nathaniel needed to overthrow the Christian Romanov dynasty. Through his agents Jacob Schiff and the Warburg brothers, he financed the Japanese side in the Russo-Japanese War. In an unsuccessful insurrection in Moscow in 1905, then he instigated the First World War and financed the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution. Rakowski says he was personally involved in the transfer of funds in Stockholm. The Jewish labor movement, or Bund, was Rothschild's instrument. The Bund's secret faction infiltrated all the socialist parties in Russia and provided the leadership for the Russian Revolution, Alexander Kerensky. And the prime minister was a secret member also. Leon Trotsky was supposed to become the leader of the USSR. Trotsky, a Jew, married a daughter of one of Rothschild's closest associates, banker Abram Zivertchovsky, I do believe it's pronounced, and became part of the Klan. Unfortunately, national communists like Lenin, he was only a quarter Jewish, by the way, got in the way. Lenin overruled Trotsky and made peace with Germany. That was the Treaty of the Brest-Litovsk in 1918. This was not the Rothschilds' plan. World War I was supposed to end the way the Second World War did. Russia was supposed to overrun Germany in 1918 and assist local revolutionaries in establishing a People's Republic. Trotsky was responsible for an attempt to assassinate Lenin in 1918, but Lenin survived. When Lenin had a stroke in 1922, Trotsky had Levin's Jewish doctor, finish him off. At the critical moment, the unexpected happened. Trotsky got sick and Stalin was able to take power. At this crucial juncture, the Trotskyites pretended to support Stalin and infiltrated his regime in order to sabotage it. Rakowski characterizes Stalin as a Bonapartist, a nationalist as opposed to an international communist like Trotsky. He is the killer of the revolution. He does not serve it, but makes use of its service. He represents the most ancient Russian imperialism, just as Napoleon identified himself with the Gauls. Well, in order to control Stalin, international finance was forced to build up Hitler and the Nazi Party. Rakowski confirms that Jewish financiers backed the Nazis, although Hitler was not aware of this. The ambassador Warburg presented himself under a false name, and Hitler did not even guess who he was. He also lied regarding whose representative he was. Our aim was to provoke a war, and Hitler was war. The Nazis received millions and millions of dollars sent to it from Wall Street, and millions of marks from German financiers providing the upkeep of the SA and the SS and also financing of the elections. Unfortunately for the bankers, Hitler also proved intractable. He started to print his own money. He took over for himself the privilege of manufacturing money, and not only physical monies, but also financial ones. He took over the untouched machinery of the falsification and put it to work for the benefit of his state. Are you capable of imagining what would have come if it had infected a number of other states and brought about the creation of a period of autocracy or absolute rule replacing that of the bankers? If you can, then imagine its counter-revolutionary functions. Hitler had become a bigger threat than Stalin, who had not meddled with money. Rakowski's present mission was to convince Stalin to make a pact with Hitler and turn Hitler's aggression against the West. The purpose was for Germany and the Western nations to exhaust each other before another front was opened in the East. According to Walter Kravitsky, the head of the Soviet military intelligence in Europe, who defected to the West and was later assassinated in 1941, Stalin was determined to make a pact with Hitler as early as 1934. He had no desire to fight the Nazis. It is impossible Rakowski and his sponsors did not know this. Rakowski urged the Russians to use the tactic of deceiving with the truth. The Russians were to impress Hitler with their genuine desire for peace. Hitler was not to suspect that he was being set up for a war on two fronts. Read it, folks. Read it and weep. We're still dealing with the same Trotskyites, the PNAC people, the front men for the International Monetary Fund, the international banksters. We're still dealing with the same creatures, and we're focusing too much on all the creatures, all the Stepinfections, all the altar boys. They're kneeling at this altar of money. They're God. Can it be reversed? Just remember one thing. In the legal circus, they'll tell you one thing. Possession is 9/10 of the law. If you can keep it, you have it. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to make donations to this network. Make a monthly pledge. Do it today, 800-724-2719. If not, December 31st will be our final broadcast.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.